Be seated. As we look at the Word of God tonight, we look at this topic. If you go back in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 6, you'll find a very unique verse in the Bible. Isaiah 53:6. By the way, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah is your pastor's favorite chapter of the Bible. 700 years before Jesus was born to die, this chapter told us of one who would bear our iniquities, one who would be bruised in our place. Amen? And it says here in this verse, all we like sheep have gone astray. Very interesting verse. Only verse in the Bible that starts with all and ends with all. Because it encompasses all, doesn't it? All of us have gone astray, and He hath borne all our iniquities. Amen? That first part of the verse is where we'd like to arrest our attention tonight. All we like sheep have gone astray. God calls His people sheep, doesn't He? Amen? John chapter 10, Jesus says in verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. And then He says, I am the door. If any man shall enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. Aren't you glad it's easy to get saved? Amen. It's easy to just walk through the door and be saved. But then He says, if you walk through the door and be saved, you'll find pasture like a sheep. You'll go in and out. He'll lead us beside the still waters. The 23rd Psalm tells us. He calls His people sheep. In John chapter 21, when He talked to Peter, He said, Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And He said, yea, Lord, you know that I love thee. And He said, feed my sheep, the people of God. Later on in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20, it says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. I hate to break this to you, but a few characteristics of sheep. Sheep are stupid. I hate to break that to you. Amen. But can I tell you that even in our Christian life, even after we're saved, don't we look at some of the things we do in our life and say, boy, that was stupid. By the way, doesn't change the shepherd's love for the sheep. Amen. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Sheep are not only stupid, sheep are stubborn. It's hard to move a sheep that doesn't want to move. Amen. He's got to want to. But something else, and it'll be the focus of our message tonight. Sheep are not only stupid and stubborn, but they stray, don't they? They stray. According to our verse. By the way, I'm glad. Praise the Lord. Yesterday as I was talking to Dennis Adrian, sitting at his kitchen table with the Bible open, I was glad I could look at a verse and say, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I was glad that he didn't think I was some Superman. I said to him, Dennis, you know who the biggest sinner in the room is? Me. And I'm a sinner just like you. I'm glad I can look at this verse where it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. That means you, sir. That means you, ma'am, if you're a sheep. Point number one tonight is all sheep stray. All sheep stray. Psalm chapter 119, 176, David said, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 16 says, I will seek them which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up them which was broken. How did they get broken? How did they get? They strayed. They strayed. All sheep stray. By the way, I'm not giving you a license to sin. Say amen. I'm talking to the people of God. Listen, we don't believe in that lasciviousness business, amen? People say, oh, we have liberty. I'm telling you, people that say that, we have liberty to say no to sin. That's what true Christian liberty is, amen? Lasciviousness is when you take the grace of God and you say, I can go ahead and do this because God will forgive me. That's not liberty, that's lasciviousness. And it's a perversion of the grace of God. I'm not saying that, but what I am saying, ladies and gentlemen, is all sheep do stray. I remember I talked to a black preacher, sweet man, loved him. But he believed you could reach a state of sinless perfection. And he asked me what I thought about it. I said, man, I've got this flesh. I said, I'm not sinless, but I tell you what I want to be. I want to be sinning less. Amen. But all we like sheep, you read Romans chapter 7 and tell me how you can be sinless. I don't know how you can be. When the greatest Christian that ever lived said, you know, the things I want to do, I don't do them. And the things I know I shouldn't do, those are the things I do. And he talks about the war between the spirit and the flesh. And he said, talks about how with this body, we serve the law of sin. Oh, listen, I'm not giving you a license to sin. Listen, we're to resist the devil. Amen. Submit ourselves to God. But you need to understand something, that all sheep stray. Secondly, not only do all sheep stray, but straying sheep live in fear. You think about the sheep, and there's great strength in numbers. Amen. There they are in the flock and close to the shepherd, and they're not worried about anything. But then they stray off, and they're all by themselves, and it's cold and damp and dark. And next thing you know, they're looking around. I think of first story in the Bible. Adam and Eve, and Eve sinned, and Adam took of the fruit, and he did eat also. And God came walking in the cool of the day like he had so many times, looking for fellowship with his creation. And he said, "Where art thou, Adam?" And what did Adam say? "I was afraid because I was naked." And God said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded thee? You listen to me. Yes, all sheep do stray, but I promise you, if you do stray, you will live in fear. Fear that you're outside of the protective umbrella of God. And by the way, when you're outside of God's protective umbrella, the devil has free rein to do what he wants to." See, straying sheep live in fear. God, listen, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. God has no desire that you live in fear. But listen, you stray away from God's word, you stray away from God's house, you don't listen to God's man, I promise you, you'll live in fear. Live in fear. Straying sheep live in fear. All sheep stray. Thirdly, straying sheep are ignorant of the danger around them. Straying sheep are ignorant of the danger. Remember when Jesus sent forth his disciples, he said this, "I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." You know, a lot of times the sheep doesn't know the wolf is there. That's the way a wolf is, amen? They move in. And straying sheep are often ignorant of the danger that's around them. Some of you are parents, and I'm a parent of two small boys. And I wonder what the world's going to be like in 20 years, Brother Barrick, when our kids are all grown up. I wonder if the world will be anything like it is now. And listen, I want my children to stay close to mom and dad, but there comes a time when they have to go. Oh, I hope it's not going because they're straying. Amen? I hope it's going because they're in the will of God, but straying sheep are often ignorant of the dangers around them. See, it didn't matter when they were close to the shepherd. Amen? Now that they're stray and there's wolves circling around, a lot of times they don't even know they're there. Hey, you get away from God, and the devil has plans for you that you have no idea about. Number four, straying sheep, all sheep stray. Straying sheep live in fear. Straying sheep are ignorant of the danger around them. Number four, straying sheep influence others to stray. I talked to Pastor Tharp this week, and my dear friend, my pastor out in California. He's such a blessing to me. I love to talk to him every week. And I told him about this mess, and he said, let me give you a point. I said, "Give me the whole outline." You know, he said, "When I worked with FFA on the farm," he said, "we saw this all the time. There'd be one sheep that would stray, and two or three would follow him." Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that is what happened in the 21st chapter of John. Peter, who had seen the work of the Lord, who had walked on the water, amen. Jesus had been crucified and died on the cross, and he said in John 21, you know what? Forget this. I'm going fishing. I'm going back to my old livelihood. Enough with this ministry stuff. We've forsaken all and followed. Now it's all done. What did those other six disciples say? We're going with you. You listen to me. Hey, listen to me. You stray, somebody's going to stray with you. You've got influence over somebody that you may not know you have, but I promise you, you do. For none of us liveth unto himself, and none of us dieth unto himself. Romans 14:7. You're not an island, amen. You affect everyone around you. And when you stray, you will cause somebody else to stray. Straying sheep influence others to stray. Number five, straying sheep are often injured when they stray. We read Luke chapter 15, and Jesus gives this story of a shepherd, and he has 100 sheep, and one of them strays, and he leaves the 99 to go and to find that one. And the Bible says he layeth it on his shoulders. Why do you think he laid it on his shoulders? I can tell you why. It got hurt when it strayed. It got in the rocks, in the dens. It got itself hurt and therefore had to be carried. You know the hymn, great hymn by Elizabeth Clefane, but none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord passed through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain track? They are shed for one who had gone astray, that the shepherd could bring him back. You see, young person here today, we've got some young people in the back. God bless you folks for being here. Listen to me. When you stray, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. I remember an evangelist that came to our church, and he was telling how he had gotten saved. He had great musical ability with the piano. And he didn't want to give up the bars, Brother Cowling. He liked playing the piano and making that money and kind of showing off. And he knew the Lord was speaking to him about using his talents for God. But he kept straying, and he was on his motorcycle, and he got hit by a truck in an intersection and took off his leg. Can I tell you something? That man never ran again. That man walked with a limp the rest of his life. Now, thank God he did use his talents for God, but I'm going to tell you, he was never the same because he strayed. Straying sheep are often injured when they stray. Let me give you another one here. Number six. Number one, all sheep stray. Straying sheep live in fear. Straying sheep are ignorant of the danger around them. Straying sheep influence others to stray. Straying sheep are often injured when they stray. Straying sheep have a concerned shepherd. Amen? Aren't you glad for that? The Bible says here in the story of Luke chapter 15 that shepherd looked and he saw the 99 there. But there was a value for that one. That one was of value to him. And he went and he looked and no doubt he had to probably go a ways over rock and hill and look and perhaps heard that sheep bleating and hurt and perhaps wounded and making that unique sound that only the shepherd could understand. And that shepherd kept seeking and seeking and seeking after the sheep. J. Sidlow Baxter said of our Lord, year after year, he tracks after some of us when all we deserve is to be left to our own obstinate folly. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, straying sheep have a seeking shepherd. Listen to me. You didn't seek after God. I don't care how, if we got visitors from heaven tonight, you didn't seek after God. No man seeketh after God. But he sought you. Why? Because you're his sheep. You go astray. You leave the house of God. Perhaps nobody from the church visits you, and that's a shame. Amen. Perhaps the pastor doesn't visit you, and that's a shame. But I promise you, somebody that's seeking to get you back is the shepherd. The shepherd. We've got a concerned shepherd. Let me give you one more point, and I'll give you a couple applications tonight. Straying sheep have a concerned shepherd. Straying sheep are often injured when they stray. Straying sheep influence others to stray. Straying sheep are ignorant of the danger around them. Straying sheep live in fear. All sheep stray. Lastly, and this is good news, straying sheep do not become goats when they stray. There are people who tell you you can lose your salvation. Maybe if you got the kind of salvation they got, you can lose it. But if you got Bible salvation, you can't lose it. You know why? Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." You see, there's going to come a day at the judgment of the living nations before the millennium when Jesus divides the sheep from the goats. But you listen to me, just because you stray, and again, going back to point one, I'm not giving you license to sin. By the way, if you stray, your Father will deal with you. It's something called chastisement. He used the word, the woodshed, and sometimes a wooden box take you home, amen? But you listen to me and listen good. You don't become a goat because you stray. You're just a straying sheep. Two things, two applications tonight. I think that can help us. Keeping us from straying. What can keep us from straying, Pastor? Number one, stay in the flock. Stay in the flock. I'm talking to the Sunday night crowd. And by the way, we got a buzz of activity going on in our gym right now. We got our Truth Trackers program, children's ministry, all that. You listen to me. We have service here at 9:45 on Sunday morning. Stay in the flock. We have service here at 10:45 on Sunday morning. Stay in the flock. We have service tonight at 6 p.m. You're in the flock. Amen. I don't have to say stay in the flock. Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Stay in the flock. Stay in the flock. Fellowship with God's people. We do activities together. Have people over to your home. Stay in the flock. It's a safe place to be in the church of God with the people of God. And you're not likely to stray when you sit under Bible preaching. Amen. Number two. Stay close to the shepherd. Stay close to the shepherd. It's true, he will compass land and sea to find you. It's a whole lot better to just stay close. Pastor, how do I stay close to the shepherd? It's so simple, I almost feel guilty preaching it, amen? But I heard Dr. Malone preach it so many times, I know it's true. Three ways to stay close to the shepherd. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. You show me somebody that's straying, I'll show you somebody who cut off their Bible time. Somebody who didn't think it was important enough to read their Bible. Listen, I know the busyness of life. I'm not discounting that. Please, please, I understand. But you got to make time. You make time for that which is important. Well, my little boy comes over to me and he wants my attention. He gets it. You know why? He's important to me. Is this important? It'll keep you from straying. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. The second way that you can stay close to the shepherd is in that great ministry of prayer. And I know I'm so thankful for the prayer warriors we have in this room. I know some of you, you don't even have to tell me you're praying for me. I know you are. But it's to get close to the Lord in prayer and say, "Search me, O God. See if there be any wicked way." You know what you're doing? You're snuggling up close to the shepherd. And that's a safe place. That'll keep you from straying. And the last way to snuggle up to the shepherd is to witness, to share your faith. Why? Jesus said in John 15, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that ye should go and that you should bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." You see, fruit bearing and witnessing pleases the shepherd. Amen? Pleases the shepherd. That's why I make no apology saying pass out gospel tracts everywhere you go. There's people that are lost. I can't wait till we get to heaven and to hear the stories, Uncle Joe, of how people got saved. I can't wait. Listen, I go to Sam's Club and I go and get gas. And the lady there, she told me she's a Christian. She goes over to another church over here. But I'll tell you what I do every time, Brother Jenkins, is I get where they have those little advertisements of save, 0% for 6 months, and they got it right up the gas pump. And I stuff that track in there underneath that plastic thing, amen. And the wind comes by, and amen. I see that thing flapping. I know that next person's either going to look at it and crush it, or they might look at the back and say, how you can know for sure you're on your way to heaven? You know, I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about that. I've just been diagnosed with cancer. And I can't wait to hear the stories of how people got saved because Christians had the decency to witness. I got saved, and I make no apology again for this. I got saved because a man at my work had the spiritual decency to be concerned that I was going to hell. Amen? Listen, you want to avoid straying? Stay in the flock. Get in church. Stay in church. Don't miss. Don't miss. I understand if you work and things like that, things come up. But listen, let's make it a priority to stay in the house of God. Why? It'll keep us from straying. And then stay close to the shepherd in your Bible time, in your prayer time, in your witnessing time. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we love